Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Board of Supervisors discussed the current negotiations between American Eagle Airlines and local representatives regarding airline service from Arcata to Los Angeles. The board has directed the Headwaters Fund Board, along with REDEC, to continue its negotiations. There are a few sticking points at this juncture, however, including information that American Eagle wants a revenue guarantee of $1.25 million, not just $1 million, with $725,000 guaranteed the first year and $500,000 guaranteed in the second year. Other points of discussion include how the revenue money will be accessed by American Eagle, and the county's position is that it should be done on a month-to-month basis, with recognition that American Eagle would probably dip into the revenue guarantee during the first year of service. Despite public criticism of the proposed plan, the supervisors are taking a longer view of any contract, with Supervisor Mark Lovelace calling any agreement an investment in the future. County Council has notified the Headwaters Fund Board that it cannot loan money to the county, but only to a third party, and the board will meet tomorrow to discuss its options. Some of the other details from today's supervisors' discussion of a revenue guarantee: American Eagle has targeted revenue of $5,300 per flight to keep from dipping into the revenue guarantee. That would mean a 44-seat flight, full capacity, would see ticket prices of about $240 for a round-trip ticket. But more realistically, ticket prices would probably average about $350 per round trip. At $350 a pop, a flight would only need to fill 30 of the 44 seats for American Eagle to meet its target. In addition to the loan guarantee, the County Airport Division has also offered fee waivers, totaling just over $200,000 for the first year, considered a standard action when an airline opens new routes. Public Works Director Tom Mattson also pointed out that the Aviation Division would also receive federal matching dollars for each passenger flying in and out of the airport, and said it could be a possible source of increased revenue for the Airport Division. Supervisor Mark Lovelace and Ryan Sundberg are part of a subcommittee working with Headwaters and REDEC to negotiate the contract. Sheriff's deputies are investigating a stabbing that happened at a party in Carlotta on Saturday night. A 17-year-old victim was contacted by deputies while getting treatment at the hospital, and the teen said that between 50 and 65 people had attended the party when a fight broke out, and he and a 21-year-old CR student reported they had been stabbed. Deputies want to contact anyone who was at the party, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. In the Cal State University system, which has seen revenue cuts of almost $1 billion in the past 4 years, is preparing for even more cuts to enrollment and services if Governor Brown's tax initiative fails in November. The CSU system has reduced its workforce by more than 3,000 in the past 4 years, and another 2,500 to 3,000 employees could be laid off if the tax proposal fails. Other changes could include raising the qualifying GPA for students applying for Cal grants, much larger class sizes, and limiting enrollment on 8 campuses to community college transfers only. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. The Rotary Club of Eureka has donated $5,000 to the winners of the Humboldt County Science Fair. The money will allow the winners to attend the statewide competition in Los Angeles. And it's just the latest donation is one in a long series the club has donated over the year. A total of more than $100,000 has been donated by the club in the past in an effort to support students and their pursuit of scientific studies. With a series of storms passing through the area over the past week, those in need of shelter have few places to go, but between the Eureka Rescue Mission and the City of Eureka's Extreme Weather Shelter, folks are getting helped. Since the Extreme Weather Shelter opened in January, 145 people, on 14 days and nights, have been able to take advantage of a warm, dry bed and a hot meal, and some comfort from the cold and rain. The Extreme Weather Shelter opens when the weather is expected to be particularly bad, and it serves as an overflow for the mission when that facility reaches capacity. and the California Highway Patrol has responded to a traffic accident on Highway 36 this past weekend after a part of a tree fell off a hillside and smashed into a pickup truck. The truck, driven by 60-year-old Bridgeville resident Theodore Dewey, was heading east when the tree fell and hit the front end. The impact killed Dewey and caused minor injuries to a passenger. The injured passenger was taken to the hospital for treatment, and the CHP reports that Dewey was driving safely on wet roads when the incident took place. And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.